Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about Valentine's Day with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So, let's get started. Our first book is called Happy Valentine's Day, Pooh, and it's about Winnie the Pooh, and it is by Isabel Gaines. It was Valentine's Day in the Hundred Acre Wood. Everyone was very excited. "Oh, I'm so happy it's Valentine's Day," sang Pooh. "I'm going to make a card for you, and you, and you." "We're all going to make Valentine's Day cards," said Rabbit.
"And we'll pass them out at the party tonight, right?" said Roo.
"That's right, dear," said Kanga.
"I'm going to work on mine now, because it's going to be Tiggerific," said Tigger.
"A very wise idea. I'll see you tonight," said Owl. Then he flew away. Everyone went home to get ready for the party. By the time Pooh got home, he was hungry. He had a snack, and then began to work. But do you know what his snack was?
That's right. He had a pot full of honey. And honey and Winnie the Pooh and Valentine's don't go together very well.
The honey and the Valentine's and even Winnie the Pooh's hands all got stuck together.
"Oh, dear," said Pooh.
Owl, on the other hand, made beautiful cards for all his friends, and he put them outside to dry. But then it started to snow, and they got all wet. Piglet was walking with his Valentines, but he got scared by a squirrel, and he dropped them. Tigger worked on his Valentines for a long time, but he just couldn't get them to look right. His hearts weren't very heart-shaped, his writing wasn't very neat, and he kept spilling ink all over. So he decided to go bouncing instead. Everyone came to the party, and some people gave out Valentines, and some just received them. And that was okay. They ate, and they sang, and they laughed. Then they decided to go ice skating. When they got to the pond, they saw something strange. Piglet's Valentines were frozen inside the ice. Everyone started to glide along the ice. In spring, the ice melted, and the friends celebrated Valentine's Day all over again, when they fished out Piglet's Valentine's Day cards. The end. This book is called A Very Scary Valentine's Day. It's a Scooby-Doo book, and it's by Mariah Balaban. It was Valentine's Day, and the gang had stayed late after school. Scooby and Shaggy were making cards for their friends. Shaggy drew a picture of a banana split.
"Valentine, I'm bananas over you," he declared.
Scooby giggled.
"Let's find the gang and give them their cards," said Shaggy. Scooby and Shaggy wandered through the school.
"Like, it sure is creepy after school when nobody's around," Shaggy whispered. "I'd hate to run into any ghosts or ghoulies."
"Raha," Scooby-Doo agreed. Shaggy and Scooby opened the door to the gym. Fog filled the room. Scooby whimpered, and Shaggy shivered.
"Is it just me, or is something funny going on?" Shaggy asked.
Suddenly, the lights started flashing on and off. Scooby and Shaggy saw something spooky coming toward them.
"Yikes! That looks like a zombie!" Shaggy shouted.
"Rombie?"
yelped Scooby-Doo.
"Let's get out of here!" cried Shaggy.
The zombie chased Scooby and Shaggy out into the hallway.
Roar!
A scary moan filled the air, and another zombie lurched toward them. Scooby and Shaggy hid in an empty classroom.
Phew!
Shaggy panted. It looks like we lost him. They had lost that zombie. But they found another! A cloud of smoke filled the air. The zombie was coming for them. Shaggy scrambled for the door, like class dismissed.
Soinks! Exclaimed Shaggy. The zombies are everywhere. We have to find the gang and save them.
Retro!
Barked Scooby. Scooby and Shaggy decided to check the cafeteria. If we don't find the gang, at least we'll find a snack, said Shaggy. Scooby's tummy rumbled in agreement. Velma and Daphne were in the cafeteria.
Velma! Daphne! Shaggy called to them. Boy, are we glad to see you!
Velma and Daphne turned around.
Whoa! Said Scooby-Doo. Velma and Daphne had turned into zombies.
Like, on second thought, we'll take this to go, cried Shaggy, grabbing some fries.
Run for it, Scoob!
Scooby and Shaggy bolted from the cafeteria.
Scooby! Shaggy!
Zombie Velma and Zombie Daphne called after them. Come back! Scooby and Shaggy kept running, though. They ran out the school doors, down the steps, and right into Fred!
Fred! Shaggy exclaimed. The zombies got Velma and Daphne!
Aroo a rami roo?
Asked Scooby.
Zombie? Laughed Fred. I'm not a zombie. What's gotten into you two?
It all started in the gym, Shaggy exclaimed. We saw weird lights and a zombie in the spooky fog.
Weird lights and spooky fog? Fred said. I've been testing the fog machine and strobe lights for the Valentine's Day dance.
I'm no zombie,
a voice behind them cried. Fred introduced Scooby and Shaggy to his friend Carl. Carl was helping me decorate the gym.
I got all tangled up in a roll of streamers, Carl said. Under the strobe light, I must have looked pretty creepy.
You can say that again, Shaggy said.
Well, what about the spooky moan we heard? Shaggy asked.
Fred said he had also been testing the speaker system. I guess it was echoing in the hallway.
That doesn't explain the other zombies we saw, said Shaggy.
I don't know about any zombies, said Mr. Wilson, the math teacher, but I hit my thumb hanging these posters. I must have made some pretty mean-looking faces.
I was covered in white dust because I was cleaning erasers, said Bob the janitor. I bet that's why you thought I was a zombie.
Scooby, Shaggy, and Fred headed back to the cafeteria to find Velma and Daphne.
Velma! Daphne! You're okay! Exclaimed Shaggy.
Of course we're okay, Daphne said. No thanks to you guys.
We needed your help cleaning up the punch we spilled, said Velma. We called your names, but you just kept running.
We thought you were zombies, said Shaggy.
Everyone laughed. Just then, Scooby and Shaggy remembered the Valentine's Day cards.
Scooby and I made these for you, Shaggy said proudly.
The gang loved their Valentine's Day cards. Velma and Daphne had made something for Shaggy and Scooby, too.
Heart-shaped cookies. Like, this has turned out to be one sweet Valentine's Day, Shaggy mumbled.
Rappy Valentine's Day, Ray!
Scooby barked. Scooby-dooby-doo! The end.
Wasn't that silly?
Why don't we tear some silly Valentine's Day jokes?
What did the caveman give his wife on Valentine's Day?
Uggs and kisses.
What did the boy owl say to the girl owl on Valentine's Day?
I'll be yours.
What kind of flowers do you never give on Valentine's Day?
Cauliflowers.
What do you call a very small valentine?
A valentiny.
What did the boy squirrel say to the girl squirrel on Valentine's Day?
I'm nuts about you.
What did the girl squirrel say to the boy squirrel on Valentine's Day?
You're not so bad yourself.
What did the boy octopus say to the girl octopus?
I want to hold your hand, 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 hand.
What did one pickle say to the other?
You mean a great deal to me.
Why do valentines have hearts on them?
Because spleens would look pretty gross.
Why did the kangaroo love the little Australian bear?
Because the bear had many fine qualities.
Knock, knock.
And now we've got a couple of knock-knock jokes to finish them up.
Knock, knock.
Frank.
Thank you for being my friend.
Knock, knock.
Howard.
Howard, you like a big kiss.
Knock, knock.
Sherwood.
Sure would like to be your Valentine.
So in 2 days, it's going to be Valentine's Day. That means on Tuesday. And you know, there are some pretty interesting characters that we think about on Valentine's Day. Would you like to learn about them? Our first one is Saint Valentine himself, the man who the holiday is named after. We're not entirely sure who he was, but we have two ideas. The first is that he was a priest back in ancient Rome with the gladiators in the Colosseum. There was an emperor, a man in charge of everyone, named Claudius II, and he decided that soldiers without wives would be better fighters. So he said that no one was allowed to get married. Valentine did not think this was very fair or nice, so he married people in secret. The other possibility is that Valentine was a man in prison, and he fell in love with a girl. But that girl's dad was the guy keeping him in prison. So he wrote her a letter, and he signed it at the very end, Your Valentine. And those are the words we use on our Valentine's Day cards even now. Another character you may have heard about is Cupid. Cupid also came from ancient Rome, and he was the son of Venus. Now you may know Venus as a planet, but she is also the goddess of love. So with a mom who is the goddess of love, Cupid does have a lot to do with love too. He's a tricky little boy who goes around shooting both gods and humans with little arrows, making them fall in love with each other. Now today, I bet you've already made Valentine's cards and cut out all sizes and colors of hearts. So right now, I just want you to think. Think about all the people you know, your parents, your friends, your brothers and sisters and cousins. Can you think of anything about them that you really like? Maybe somebody is really nice to you and lets you play with their toys. Maybe one is really funny and tells good jokes. Or maybe someone is really good at making macaroni and cheese. Whatever it is that you like, I want you to remember it. And when you see that person today or tomorrow or whenever, why don't you tell them? Say, this is what I like about you, and thank them for being your friend. I bet it will make both of you very happy. So while you're thinking, I'm gonna start playing some music.
I can sing better.
I can knit a scarf,
but you can't knit a sweater.
When I'm underwater, I couldn't be wetter.
Never go swimming in a mohair sweater.
I can dance,
I can dance faster.
Tried to keep up,
but it was a disaster.
One more move and I'm gonna be the master.
So crank it up loud on the ghetto blaster.
I can eat
more
when it's not fresh
from the local store.
There's a little
sell seashells by the shoe store.
I can speak quicker. Imagine I made a new way to make everyone currently frowny snicker.
And on the guitar, he could be a little slicker.
But Jimmy always said I was a good flat picker.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark.
Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark.
Grandma shark. No kidding. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Now stand up.
Hungry sharks.
Move around.
Hungry sharks. Hungry sharks.
See you.
Hungry sharks.
Tickly dildo.
Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack.
Gotcha.
You're my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Cracking the asphalt, go in between. Long and black and seldom seen. Legs and feet, a little body too. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Under palm trees, hiding away. Silent, shiny, night and day. You can crawl under my shoe. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
Let's go! Wah, wah, wah. Bah, bah, da, bah, bah, bah.
There you are, so small and round. There are millions of centipedes on the ground. Something about the way you do what you do. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
100 happy feet.
You got 100 happy feet walking away.
We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna march,
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about Valentine's Day, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!